heard him say, brought me from a mighty long way. And now today, I can testify that I believe it. On my way, I realize he's the one who kept me. When the storms of life arise, sleepless nights and desperate cries, he has captured every tear, assuring me he hears every prayer. Waiting on the answer, only to discover he is near, and he hears every prayer. For he has done great things, and I believe he's a God that always answers prayer. Oh, ooh, ooh,
You're listening to the Spirit Alive Christian Podcast Network, your global transformation station. Welcome to Sister for this Wednesday, August the 26th, 2020. Now, I'm one of your hosts, Bishop Shalane Cook, and I'm here with my wonderful sister and co-host, Evangelist Michelle Scott. At the top of the program, you heard the incomparable Israel Halton and Yolanda Adams singing Every Prayer. And as always, we begin each and every program with a word of prayer. So won't you bow right now with us as Evangelist Michelle takes us to the Lord.
Thank you so much, Bishop. If we could all just bow our heads right now and just come humbly before the throne of grace. I'm just, first of all, just thank God just for all he has done for us thus far. Oh, Father God, I just come boldly before your throne right now, giving you honor and praise. And God, I just want to thank you for letting me be able to come and make my request known to you right now, Father God. So I just want to just thank you right now, Father God, for allowing us to have another program where we want to just go more deeper, Father God. We want to go deeper in our hearts and just search our spirits for that communion, talking word with you, Father God, not just me and my sister, but we want to include all the people, Father God. For we know that when we have these encounters with you, Father God, we are so close to you. These are the times when we are more close to you, Father God. So I just ask right now that you just move through me, Father God, and just move through my sister, Bishop Shalane Cook, tonight, Father God. And we just ask that you just remove scales from eyes and unstopped ears, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
we want
Jesus.
The people to hear that we are sincere with our love
yes.
and passion for you, Father God. And
yes,
we are
Jesus.
Sincere that we want these people to be saved, Father God. We don't
yes,
want them
Lord.
To spend eternity in a fiery pit of hell, Father God. We want them to live victorious with you, Lord Jesus. But we know that these things can only come by way of saying that you are the one and you will live our lives for you, Father God, and you only.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Won't be tempted and swayed to do the wills and wiles of Satan, Father God, for he has a slick
yes.
tongue and all of his imps and angels have slick tongues too, Father God. So as they roam this world trying to devour up your children, Father God, I just ask right now that you put an extra portion of strength and courage in your people, Lord God, that
yes,
they can stand
Jesus.
Boldly
Amen.
When they come encountered with Satan and his imp, Father God, that they
yes.
can boldly proclaim that they are your children. Oh, Father God,
mm-hmm.
I just thank,
you
for
you,
adopting
Jesus.
All of us into your beautiful family, Father God. For now
yes.
we are your children and we are brothers
yes.
and
thank
sisters
you, Jesus.
Of Jesus
Amen.
Christ, Lord Jesus. We are two heirs, Father God. And people, we need to know that we are the heirs of Jesus Christ. So
Amen.
We have to not walk around with our heads down because we should be proud that we have a heavenly Father who sits high and looks low. You can
Amen.
Be at your lowest point and he is there with you. You when you're at your lowest point, oh Lord Jesus, thank you. He can touch you
thank
and you
me,
can
Jesus.
Feel
Amen.
His anointing power, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
let
Lord.
Them
Amen.
The encounters that he, the servant leaders here at Spirit Alive feel when we have our daily special encounters with you, Father God. Breathe on your people,
in Jesus'
Lord Jesus.
Name. Yes, Amen.
Breathe on us. Father
yes,
God, I just lift up everybody
do
that's
it.
Listening and tuning in today because
We want to touch and bless you. We want
yes,
to touch
amen,
and bless you.
Amen. Amen.
It's time
yes,
out
Jesus.
For playing church and having
yes,
mighty ways
amen.
Unto the Lord. We have to go deeper into ourselves.
Come on.
We have to pray and ask God if we don't
amen.
Know how. We ask God prayer like these are things He's wanting to hear from you. He said He will
amen.
Never leave us.
Hallelujah. All right
that.
Now.
He's there for
thank
you.
You, Jesus.
So we lift up
thank
all
you,
sick.
Jesus.
We lift up all this.
My Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus, my Jesus. Amen.
We lift up this amen. Broadcast tonight because He know that it was on Bishop's heart. So just pour into us, Lord Jesus, that we
yeah,
can
thank
pour
you, Lord. Amen.
Her vision of what she needs this to be. And we want to be careful to give you, Father God, all the
oh,
glory
yeah.
and praise. Amen.
Yeah.
And thank God.
Yeah.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Well, thanks to God. We just want to thank you all for tuning in on tonight. And tonight, we are going to do something a little bit differently because it's time for tradition. It is time for the same old to be done away with. What we're going to do tonight, the Lord laid this on my heart. I feel that as, you know, we may have a lot of people praying.
Yeah.
But how are we praying? Are we really taking the time to deeply pray from the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top of an issue? Or are we just mentioning those things in passing? You know, the Lord tells us in His holy word that we need to be specific. So if we're going to be praying, we need to pray, asking the Lord to cover everything concerning an issue. So this is how this program is going to work on tonight. Hear me clearly. Tonight, you don't have to worry about trying to think of any clever thing to say, because tonight is prayer time.
Amen.
And what is going to happen is we are going to talk to you for a moment, and I mean a moment, on a topic, and then I'm going to ask one of you, one of our servant leaders, one of our brothers and sisters in Christ, we're going to ask you to pray for that subject matter only. And we want you to pray it from the bottom to the top and the top to the bottom. Because, see, we have to just stop mentioning things as we pray. And we need to pray them through. We
yeah.
need to be praying against every negative spirit. We need to be praying against every negative person. We need to be praying about every element concerning any one situation. So instead of having everyone try to pray everything, we're going to break this down tonight. We're going to take our time, and we're going to start praying for specific things. And we're going to pray with sincerity and with fervency, and we're going to let the Lord know that we understand how important it is for His people to
yes.
pray. Now, we have some topics on tonight that were laid on our hearts, and of course, the first thing we're going to do is I'm going to have Sister Michelle come and talk to you about the fires. So right now, if you're thinking in your spirit, that might be something you want to pray about. As Sister Michelle comes and gives us an update from the street on the fire situations in California, et cetera, you can be deciding whether or not if that's something that you want to pray about. Amen. Hallelujah. All right, Sister Michelle, bring us up to date and tell us what's really going on with these fires, so we can pray.
Thank you so much, Bishop. And again, welcome to all the listeners. So you, right now, here where I stay in Solano County, that's the Stone City, California, although the evacuations have been lifted, there are still, and it happens usually at nighttime between 10 and 12, where we will have the dry thunder and lightning storm. So it's like a lightning show that goes on. And then around 1 or 2, we get big wind pickup. And this is what causes the embers to fly and then land on other dry brush. So when this happens, especially here in Sassoon where I stay, because we stay by the old Indian reservation, and there's lots of dry brush. So when the wind blows, you have the lightning, you have the high winds, and so the lightning strikes the dry brush, there catches a fire, the wind blows those embers onto more dry brush, and this is how all these fires get started here and there. I know if you remember last year around the same time, the same thing happened. My good friend, he had lost his home around the corner from me. And the year before that, praise God, same month in August, me and my family packed up and went to Livermore. But I want you guys to know that right now the smoke is very thick. When we get up in the morning, it's like almost in some places zero visibility, especially in Napa County. Right now, the last numbers I had was 1,500 homes lost and 2,340 displaced people just here in the counties where I stay in Yolo. So the smoke, what's happening is the people that are most risk are the elderly, children, and people with upper respiratory issues, and that's my whole family. So even though we try to stay in the house, these apartments we stay in, they're old. So the smoke comes through the vents. It comes through the windows. So I would advise anybody that live out in these areas or you're experiencing smoke to get a wet towel and put it around your window sills, like bring it out, put it around your window sills and around the base of your doors, because when the smoke smell come in, it will be absorbed into the house. Like right now, we're experiencing, because I had to go to the doctor, all of us have like real burning in our throats. And the thing now, the hospitals are getting crowded with the elderly and kids having asthma attacks and things of this nature, and the elderly were already in the house because of the COVID. Now, but at least then they could step out, you know, every now and then go on their patio. But now with the thick smoke, they're really stuck in the house. So we need to be really mindful to check on our elderly people, our family and friends. If you got a neighbor and you know, you see them, be wave to them, even if you don't know them. Check on them. Knock on the door. Do a welfare check. If you know they don't have any children or, you know, nieces or nephews, they may come by and check on them. You take that charge up and you check on them. It's a blessing to be a blessing, because you never know who will have to bring you your last glass of water. So it's be a blessing. Be a blessing. God loves a cheerful giver who gives from your heart and your soul. And I also wanted to say we do want to thank all the men and women who are so many days since day one here in Solano County have been away from their families. So they've been away from their families because they won't leave, because they want to get those fires out. So they're sleeping overnight. So if an amber catch, they want to nip it in the bud. But I want to tell you about a group of people you don't hear about. They are the inmate firefighters. Mm-hmm. They are inmate firefighters. They get paid $1 a day. So you know they're doing it because they love
what they're doing.
Amen.
And these men are out there in the thick of it, just men and women, out in the thick of it, just like the civilian firefighter men and women, and they don't treat them no different, bad or anything like that. They had to go through extensive training. You can tell them they're different because they'll have on a bright red or reddish-orange jumpsuit, and it'll say inmate firefighter, you know.
Amen.
Just in case, you know, you wonder what's the difference in the colors and things like that. So
amen.
I just wanted to give you just a quick little update on that. Make sure, since you're, when you do go out, double extra reason why you need to have a mask on. And I would say really not to go out, especially if you're in that demographic that I said, without some kind of face covering, because it's very thick out here. The deeper you get, the closer you are to the main fires, the more thicker the smoke in the air are. And
all right,
then the farther out you go. So God bless you
Amen.
All, and I hope that was informative for you.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Michelle. All right. If you feel led to pray about the fires, you can press your 1, and we will have you pray. Hallelujah. And all we're praying about are the fires right now. Well, all right. You know what? As a matter of fact, I'm going to start this off, because when I say I want you to pray from the top to the bottom and the bottom to the top, I'm going to give you an example of that. Hallelujah. Most gracious and heavenly Father, we come now before your throne of grace, lifting up the fire situation to you in California, Father God. Father God, we first and foremost, we lift up, my Lord and my God, those first responders, Lord, whether they be freed or whether they be an inmate, Father God, we just pray that you encamp your angels all around them as they go into these fires, Lord, to try to contain them. Father God, we pray for their families, Lord, as they struggle and to put these fires out. We pray for them, Lord God. We pray for their spiritual well-being as well as their physical and emotional well-being. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for all loss of property and damage. But Father God, we come praising you because things can be replaced, but our lives cannot. Father, we pray right now against every negative spirit that would try to take advantage of the victims of the fire through insurance scams, through fraud, Lord God, through all kinds of measures right now in the name of Jesus. Because wherever people are hurting, Father God, we know that the enemy will show up and make his presence known. We pray in the name of Jesus that every victim would not be re-victimized. By the spirit of greed, by the love of money. Father God, we pray right now for those who are in power, Lord God, to make the correct provisions and to look to be able to do the most for the good of all that are involved, Lord, and not just a few. Lord, we pray right now for the women and children and the elderly who have respiratory issues, Father God.
Yes.
We pray that you would breathe into them, Lord God. Open up bronchial tubes, Father God. Open up respiratory passages, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And Father, we pray that your people would use wisdom, Father God. Wear their mask as they should, Father God. Put the tiles under the doors, Father God, because you have given us ways, Lord, to protect ourselves. So we need to use it, Father God. Hallelujah. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you in advance for the people's lives that were saved, for the homes that did not get burnt. And Father, we just pray that even in this, there will be some that will come to know that it was by your grace and your mercy that they were spared, that they would come to truly understand, Father God, that you are the great I am, and you, hallelujah, have the power to put those fires out with the word. So, Lord, we just pray that all the victims would look to the hills from which cometh their help, Lord. That the agencies that have been called upon to help them, Lord God, would truly help them and not themselves. We pray, Lord God, that you would send more people, Lord, with hearts of compassion, with the provisions needed, Lord, whether it be water, toilet paper, clothes, whatever the needs are, Father God. We know that you are able to fulfill those needs. Because you, Lord God, are able to do all things but fail. So we lay our firefighters at your feet. We lay the family of the firefighters at your feet. We plead the blood over the entire area that is on fire right now. Hallelujah, Jesus. And we pray, Lord God, that the fires will quickly be extinguished, Lord. And we pray that the utility companies, Father God, would learn from this and they would clear the brushes and they would do what they were supposed to do to keep power lines down, Father God, so this will not keep recurring. Let us learn from the mistakes, Lord, and let us do better to stop these fires from starting in the first place. And it is in your Son, Jesus' name. We pray for the fire victims and the firefighters, the nurses and the doctors, Lord. Every person that's going to be on the front line in the hospital, every person, Lord, that is going to be bringing food, every person, Lord, that is going to be bringing supplies and going in and out of that area. We just pray, Lord, that you keep them safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we'll be so careful to give you the honor and the glory and all the praise. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
All right, glory to God. So we wanted to take care of the fires. Hallelujah. And this is how we're going to pray. We're going to pray for one thing at a time, and we're going to pray it through because, you know, we have to stop just mentioning things and pray them through. So my topic that I'm going to talk to you about right now is we really and truly need to be praying for this violence that we're seeing.
Yes.
Overnight, Wisconsin had a big riot.
Yeah.
They were trying to use quick cement and cement the police officers up in their headquarters. We now have militias coming out, white militias coming out in the name of keeping looters and rioters down, but all they're really doing is causing more confusion.
Yes.
We have another young black man whose life has been taken in Portland, Oregon. Just over the weekend on Monday, we have even more people looting and rioting in Seattle, Portland, Oregon. There are riots going on across this country. And the reason that these riots are going on, we get it. People are angry. People are tired. But we as Christians, we need to not be complacent. We need to stand up and let it be known. This is not the correct way that we do things. God is not pleased when we become like the enemy in order to defeat him.
Amen.
So we have to know and understand that we cannot just go out and take matters into our own hands. And so for those of us that love the Lord, we need to be saying to the looters and the militias, we don't want you.
Mm-hmm.
We don't want this.
Thank you.
This is not godly. This is not right. You see, because we understand that to God, not only do black lives matter, police officers' lives matter, White folks' lives matter. Brown
Amen.
Folks' lives matter. And some of us, we need to look inside of ourselves, because there are
mm-hmm.
a whole bunch of Christians saying, oh, well, they just getting what they deserve.
Yes.
It's not our place.
No, it's
to
not.
Judge, it is not our place to repay. Jesus said, I will repay. Vengeance is mine.
Amen.
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 So all those folks running around out there talking about they doing stuff in the name of the Lord, and they doing stuff in honor of the fallen victims. We as Christians need to say, you're a liar from the pit
Amen.
Of hell. That's a lie. That's
yes.
a lie.
Yes.
That's a lie.
Amen.
And you're not helping our cause.
Mm.
We can't just stand idly by talking about, ooh, look at the people out there rioting. Look at the people out there looting. Look at
yeah.
the people. Just look at them. That's just terrible.
Mm.
But are we praying? Are we talking to the young people in our community, letting them know this is not how we handle things?
Amen.
Are we saying to the people when they trying to come on our block with the hot items that they've stolen, are we going to say no thank you? Or are we going to get in there and buy the stuff up just like the rest of the people? What are we going to do? We need, in earnest, we understand the government is a good hot mess, but the government sits on the shoulders of the Most High God. And we need to understand that if we want to see change, then we have to be the change that we want to see.
Amen.
And that means when it's time to go vote, instead of sitting around talking about folk, you know, or worrying about what Kim Kardashian is doing or what Beyonce is doing, you need to be worrying about what these people that say they're working for our good are doing. And before you vote this year, you need to take a good long look at some of these people's track records. You
Amen.
Need to find out what they voted for and what they voted against.
Yes.
You need to know whether or not the people that we are placing into these offices, okay, really care about the people that is governing. Because the reason that we have all the rioting, all the looting, all the anger, we know. We've got racism going on in the government.
Yes.
We've got favoritism. You know, we've got privilege going on. We have a lot of things going on. But are we praying against those spirits? Are
Amen.
We really trying to bring them down?
Yes. Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
You know, the prideful politician that thinks he's God.
Hmm.
The prideful politician that is a politician in name only. So right now, I want to know, is there anybody? Okay, I've unmuted everybody in here. Is there anybody right now that feels led to pray for the violence and our government and what we see in the street as a result of our government and the powers that be not making concessions for everyone instead of just a few? Amen. Does anybody feel led to pray?
Amen.
Go ahead.
Amen. Father God, we come against the violence of hearing about the violence in Wisconsin and other places, Portland, Oregon, the raging violence that's going across the land. We lift this up to you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah, asking, Lord, that you, hallelujah, would use us, hallelujah, in a way, Lord, that we will make a difference in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come against that spirit of violence that's raging. We come against it right
yes,
now.
Lord.
In the name of
yes,
Jesus. In the name of Jesus.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Hallelujah. We know that this is of the devil. Hallelujah.
Yes,
we
Jesus.
Are against it. Hallelujah. And we come against it in Jesus' name.
Yes,
Hallelujah.
Lord.
Knowing, Lord, that we are in a battle. Hallelujah. Knowing that you have given us, hallelujah, the right devices. You have given us, hallelujah, strategies, hallelujah, to use to come against the enemy with, because we know that he is the one. Hallelujah. It's not against principalities and powers. Hallelujah. But it's the one that is considered, hallelujah, the one of the air. Hallelujah. And that
yes.
is Satan. And we come against
Satan.
Him right now in
right
the name
now.
Of Hallelujah. And we pray, Lord, that you will raise up righteous ones to stand, hallelujah, in our places, hallelujah, whether we need to go to the government, hallelujah, the states, the city officials, whoever we need to go to, Lord, I pray that, hallelujah, that we will walk boldly about this, hallelujah,
yes.
commanding, hallelujah, that things change in our cities and our states and, hallelujah, across the nation in the
yes,
name of
Lord.
Jesus, hallelujah, because as you know, God, hallelujah, it is out of hand, hallelujah.
Yes, Jesus,
are
yes.
against, hallelujah, as people of God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we pray also that you would raise up more righteous believers in the
yes,
name of
Lord
Jesus.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, that will care like we care. Hallelujah, in
yes.
the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, and that they themselves will make a difference. Hallelujah,
yes.
in Jesus' name. That even down to the laws, that these laws will change in Jesus'
yes.
name. In the name
yes.
of Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, make a difference in the name of
yes,
Jesus.
Yes, Lord, in the name
in
of
the
Jesus.
Name
move,
of
God.
In Jesus.
Move over the hearts, Jesus.
Move in a supernatural way, God, in Jesus'
mm-hmm.
name. Let there be a mind-changing happening
yes,
in the name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Jesus.
That the people, hallelujah, that are doing these things, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, cause them, hallelujah, to turn, hallelujah, cause them to be transformed, want to do right, Lord, even though
yes, Jesus.
Hallelujah, give a heart change, a mind change in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that many will get to them, hallelujah, hallelujah, and help turn their lives around, point them in the
yes,
right direction, Lord.
Lord.
Help
Amen.
Them to, and to realize that this is not the way to go. Hallelujah,
yes,
in Jesus' name. Help them to also realize, Lord, that they're destroying, hallelujah, they're destroying things, Lord, that can even make a difference for their families. Hallelujah.
Yes,
they're
Jesus.
Of stores and different places
yes.
to be shut down. Hallelujah. Because of what they're doing. Hallelujah. And it is causing havoc. Hallelujah. And others. Hallelujah.
Yes,
even their own. Hallelujah.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
God. To see and to realize, Lord, hallelujah, that this
mm-hmm.
is not, there is another way, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, and Lord, I pray that you would touch the minds and hearts of people everywhere, Lord, and
yes.
especially those, Lord, that put their trust in you, Lord, that
yes.
we just, that we don't just ignore, hallelujah, but that we take stock of what's really happening, hallelujah,
yes,
and that
Lord.
We set ourselves up to make a difference in the name
yes,
of
Jesus.
We
yes,
make up our
minds. Hallelujah.
It's no longer going to continue, hallelujah,
yes.
in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah
we
and amen.
Looting and rioting. We pray against it in the name of Jesus, hallelujah.
Yes.
Cause it to stop in Jesus'
yes.
name. We know we know that you will. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And we lift up the family of this young man, Lord, that was recently shot in front of his children. Touch
yes,
their Lord.
Lord. Mm.
Touch them in the name of Jesus.
Seven times,
and
Jesus.
Their needs, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, bless them with the right people, the right counselors for them, Lord, as they go through this
yes.
tragedy, in the name of Jesus, and the rest of
yes,
his family.
Amen.
In righteous name, and we thank you for it. We thank you, Lord,
thank
for what
you,
you're going to do, what you're already doing, and how you're going to use us. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Now, at this time, hallelujah, I'm going to go by the Spirit because I'm going to get through some things, and the time is already moving along. So I want to call forward Pastor Jeffrey Scott. And Pastor Jeffrey, you know what may be on the hearts and the minds of the men right now. So I want you to pray a prayer for the brothers right now like you've never prayed before, because we need for our men to stand up and be counted. We need for them to be accountable and lead their families. So my brother, would you please come forth and pray for the brothers, right, the men, right now, in
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen. Let us bow our heads and close our eyes. Our Father and our God, we come to you right now. Right now, we just lift you up, and we thank you for this opportunity right now. We thank you for this time that we can come together and pray for the brethren, Father God. Pray for the men that are struggling with what to do right now, with what is on their mind right now, Father God, with all of the things that are going on, especially the black men that are going through these daily things where we have to look in the mirror and see a police, and then we tense up. Because we don't know what's going to happen, Father God. We need your strength right now. We need your ideas on how to handle this, Father God. We need your wisdom right now, Father God. We can't get it from other people, Father God. We have to understand that it's got to come divinely from you, because we have searched and searched and searched through people, but Father God, we know that it's in your word, Father God, and we just have to lift you up and do what your word says and study to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed of the gospel, so we can rightly divide the word of truth, Father God.
Yes.
We thank you, O God. We lift you up, O God. We know that when praises go up, blessings come down, and Father God, we know that you're going to bless us with the anointed power to overcome this situation, Father God. We need strength from you, Father God. We need courage from you right now, God. We need everything from you, Father God.
Right now,
Jesus. We need to be able to
stand
up against whatever the wiles of the devil is going to bring at us, Father God.
Hallelujah.
We know that this system is not working out the way that you plan, but Father God, we know it's all according to how you are allowing it to go, and we know that through these trials and through these tests and through these situations and through these temptations, that you will strengthen us and you will give us the courage and you will give us everything that we need to make it through, Father God. But we need you to continue to build us up. When we get complacent, when we get stuck in our mind that we can't do anything, then we have to understand that it's you, Father God. We turn it all over to you right now.
Yes,
we turn it all over to you right now. We turn it all over to you right now, Father God, because you are the only one that can change these things, Father God. You are the only one that can bring us out, Father God. So I pray that you touch all the minds of the men, Father God, that we can be the leader
right now,
that
Jesus.
You called us to be, Father God, that you created us to be, Father God. I pray that you just continue to lead us and guide us in a way that you would have us to go, because if you lead us, then we can lead the others, Father God, and we just want to be a blessing to your name, Father God. Anything that we want to do, we want to magnify your name with it. We want to glorify your name with it. We want to praise your name with it. We want to say hallelujah to your name with it, Father God.
Yes,
right
Jesus.
Now, need strength to stand up against
whatever trials come along. We need to stand up against and stand up for right and stand up against wrong, Father
yes,
God.
Yes, yes.
We need to be a spokesperson for those that can't speak out, Father God. We need to study and we need to understand what this government is doing so we can
Jesus.
Can turn things around and make it right, Father God. We need to just do all of these things, but we need your power, Father God.
Yes, hallelujah.
We need power from you. We need you to touch us. We need you to instruct
us.
We need you to guide us. We need you to lead us, Father God. We want you to just take control, Father God. You have us in your hand, Father God. Move us where you want us to move. Place us where you want us to be placed. Father God, put us where you want us to be. Have us in the situations that you would like us to be, Father God, so we can strengthen one another. We need strength from one another, Father God. We ask that you give us strength that we can touch one another and lift up one another when one is torn down,
Jesus.
Father God, that we can build them up, Father God. We need to. We just need you to strengthen us in all things, Father God, so we can be the leaders that you called us to be. So we can be the children that you called us to be.
Yes,
so we can be the people
Lord.
That you called us to be. And Father, in Jesus, in the precious name of Jesus, we pray and ask it all. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All right, I'm going to ask Apostle Holloway to come forth and pray for the lost. This is harvest time, and we really need to be praying for the lost right now because I just don't know how anyone can make it without Jesus right now. So, Apostle Holloway, if you will come forth and pray for the lost right now, hallelujah, thank you.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel, we come before your throne, O God, and we're lifting up the lost, O God. You know who they are. You know where they are. God, every hire, every hamlet, every city, every town, every country, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every county. And we speak to the prince of the air over them, and we pull you down from your high place. And ask you, we put hooks in your nose, bite in your lips, and bind your hands and feet, and cast you out in Jesus' name. We bind every foul spirit, every hindering. We bind stubborn, disobedient, most rebellious, high-minded, proud spirits, saying the resistance, accuser of the brethren, wailing accusation. We bind Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all of Egypt. We bind the Philistine giant. We bind the spirits of control. We bind mind-binding spirits. We bind debris. We put hooks in your nose, body, your lips, bind your hands and feet, and cast you out in Jesus' name. For Lord, without them having a mind, they have to have a mind to serve you. They have to have a mind to want to come. So, Father God, we bind every hindering spirit that would hinder them from coming. We hook from your nose, bind your lips and feet, and cast you out in Jesus' name. We bind hate, greed, envy, strife, jealousy, and prejudice, lying and deceiving spirits, every treacherous dealer, seducing spirit, usury. We bind witchcraft, hoodoo, voodoo, soothsaying, sorcery, injury, and occult, wizards, warlocks, witches, religious spirits, occult spirits, and the like. We bind Jezebel, Ahab, Ananias, and Delilah. We bind the spirits of bitterness and rejection and the root cause unforgiveness. We bind Python, Leviathan, astral projection, mediums, and clairvoyance, incantation, covert activity, evil altars that have been set up to pray against them. We bind tarot cards, Ouija boards, voodoo dolls, voodoo dust, black magic, fight magic. We bind water witching. We bind it. We bind eastern stars. We bind the daughter of Isis. We bind Freemasons and the Shriners. We put hooks in your nose, body, your lips, bind your hands and feet, and cast you out in Jesus' name. We bind the spirit of lasciviousness, lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, and the pride of life. We bind the spirit of inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, homosexuality, lesbianism. We bind bestiality and perversion. We put hooks in your nose, body, your lips, bind your hands and feet, and cast you out in Jesus' name. And, oh, Lord, we ask that you fill the void with the Holy Ghost, your power, your anointing, as we speak peace into their spirit, God, that they will have a mind, that they will have a mind to come to the throne of grace in the time of need. Lord, they are lost, oh God, and we ask you, Lord, to move upon them, God, and to call them forth, God. You're tugging at their heart, God, but they won't come because they don't have a mind. So, Father God, we thank you for giving them a mind to want to come. We bind every hindering spirit that would hinder them from coming, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father, as you fill the void with the Holy Ghost, your power, your anointing, as we speak peace into their spirit, God. We speak peace into the atmosphere. We speak peace all over the United States of America. We speak peace, oh God. We speak everywhere there's a lost person. We speak peace in the White House. We speak peace in the Senate. We speak peace in the Congress. We speak peace in the state government. We speak peace in the city council. We speak peace, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the Lord, that you will move, God, and that you will have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, because no weapon, no deadly weapon formed against them shall prosper. And every tongue that rises judgment, thou hast condemned in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you that you've given them rest on every side, that there neither be adversary nor evil occurrence in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you that you've disappointed the vices of the crafty, that the crafty's hands cannot perform their enterprise against the law. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. And we thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that the adversary may not have a chance to pluck them out of your hand. In the name of Jesus, because your word says that no one can pluck them out of your hand. So, Father God, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Father. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory, God. In the name of Jesus. Wherever they may be, wherever they're hiding, wherever they're standing, God, wherever they're sitting, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for dispatching your angels, God, to
Jesus.
And to pull them out, God. In the name of Jesus. We pull them out of the fire, God. We pull them out of the fire. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that they will come out, oh, God, with no smoke. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, smelling with no smoke. But, God, that you will rain down upon them, that they might be
Lord.
Saved
Amen.
And sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, while they're in their bedrooms, oh, God. Lord, you do it for them, God. In the name of Jesus, turn it around, God. In the name of Jesus, turn it around, God. In the name of Jesus, and Lord, we thank you. God, we thank you. We thank you, Lord, that you are the great I am, the everlasting Father. You are the Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon. You are the Lily of the Valley, the Bright and Morning Star, God. There's nothing too hard for you, God. So, Father God, we thank you for the loss. We thank you, O God, for the loss. We thank you, O God, right now for the loss. We thank you, God, in the name of Jesus, God, because you went out and left the 99 and went and found the one that was lost, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, we thank you that you found them. You know where they are, God. So, Lord, we thank you, oh, God, and give us, oh, God, give your saints, oh, God, the believers, God. Give us the anointing and the power of the Holy Ghost, God, that we might, as we travel, as we go to the store, as we go where we go, God, that we might say a kind word, that we might say something to them that will draw them, God, to draw them into the fold. God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you, Father.
Of Jesus.
We thank you, Father. We thank you, Father.
Yes.
We thank you.
Yes.
We thank
Amen.
You, Lord, for the steps
yes.
for the steps of a good man and ordered by the Lord. And we delight us in his way. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Mother Mattie, you're in the house.
Yes. Yes.
All right.
Yes,
I want you to come on forward. Mother Mattie, come forward with the mother's prayer, please. Pray for the mothers,
yes.
Mother Mattie.
Okay. Will do. And hello to everyone. God bless you all.
Good evening, darling.
Good evening. Good evening. Father God, we come to your holy, beautiful throne of grace as humble and humbly as we know how, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for all things. Thanking you, Lord, for your many, many blessings, Lord, because you're worthy to be praised, Lord. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you. And we just thank you, Lord, because if we had a million hands, we couldn't praise you enough. If we had a million tongues, we couldn't thank you enough, Lord, for all that you've done for us, Lord. So, we just thank you right now. We thank you right now. And, Lord, I'm lifting up all the mothers right now. And thank you, Lord, for the mothers that raised their children to pray to you and your son, Lord. We thank the mothers for their sense of direction, teaching their children the right way. The Bible says, train that child as that child should go. When that child get older, that child will not depart from the gospel.
Hallelujah.
And I know that's true because I know how my mother taught me about the Lord. And I never departed from the gospel. I always had a relationship with the Lord, even as a child. So, Lord, I'm lifting up all mothers everywhere, praying, Lord, that you give their mother with. Praying, Lord, you give their mother with. Give them the wisdom, Lord, to take care and nurture and protect their children, Lord. But above all, teach the mothers, Lord. Teach the mothers to put, teach the mothers to teach their children to put you first, Lord. In all things, to acknowledge you in all things, acknowledge everything that you do. And I know, Lord,
when
we put you first, Lord, we put you first, you will make the impossible possible. I know that for myself,
Jesus.
Lord. But I have to lift up mothers because the mothers are the ones that nurture the children. And I just lift up all mothers, even the grandmothers. Grandmothers sometimes have to take the mother's role. So I'm lifting
there
up the grandmothers right now, Lord.
And
protect the mothers and the grandmothers, Lord. Give them that mother with. Give them that wisdom, Lord, to teach the children about you and your son, Lord, to put you first in all things, Lord. And I know, Lord, because you will make the impossible possible, Lord, because I tried you for myself. I know what you can do, Lord.
All right.
I just thank you right now. I'm just lifting up mothers all over the world, everywhere, Lord. And for the mothers that don't have a husband, that are young, maybe young widows, or maybe they divorced, Lord, you are a husband to the woman that doesn't have a husband.
I know, Lord,
because you're a provider, Lord. Jehovah Jireh, you are our provider. So I'm listening to all mothers. Some mothers have to work.
Thank you, Jesus.
And they have to take care of their children. They have to take care of the children by themselves, Lord. But I know, Lord, what you can do, Lord, if we just lean, depend, and trust in you, Lord, and hold on to your unchanging hand, Lord. Lord, you'll see us through. So I'm lifting up the mothers everywhere, the grandmothers everywhere, and nurturing and protecting their children and teaching their children and grandchildren about you, Lord, and teaching them about your love, Lord. Because, Father God, you love the world so much, you gave your only begotten Son. And, Lord, you say, whoever believeth in you shall never perish, but they will have everlasting life, Lord. But I know
Jesus.
That to be true. And we have to lift up the mothers. We have to lift up the grandmothers.
Yes,
and we have to
lift
up the children.
Up.
The children are the future. The children are the future. So, Lord, I thank you, Lord. Even I lift up the mothers that are no longer living like my mother. They're around the throne of God. Their prayers is around the throne of God. I lift up the mothers that have passed on, but they still with the Lord, resting in the Lord's arms. If it wasn't for the mothers and the grandmothers, where would we be? So I'm lifting up mothers everywhere, even the ones that have, even the ones that are resting in peace in the Lord. Lord, I thank you and give
thank
the mothers and
Jesus.
Grandmothers all over the world that are living, give them the strength to raise the children, because it takes a lot of strength. It takes a lot of courage.
Lord.
It takes a lot of willpower to raise a child or children, Lord. And I just thank you, Lord. I thank you. Like
thank
the gentleman
you,
said, you're a wheel in the middle of the wheel. You're my rose of Sharon. You're my bright and morning star.
Yes,
you're my
Lord.
Lily of the valley.
You, Jesus.
You're my bridge over troubled water. Lord, I just thank you right now. Just
thank you
from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same. And I'm lifting up mothers
Lord.
And grandmothers all over the world. And I'm lifting up
thank
even
you,
foster mothers. Foster mothers that have taken children
yes,
in their homes
thank you,
that didn't
Jesus.
Have that didn't
Lord.
Have nobody. They still mothers, Lord. So I thank you for the
yes.
mothers, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for the ones
yes,
that raise their children or foster children right, Lord. I thank you, Lord. I thank you.
Thank you,
that
Jesus.
You're worth it, Lord. You're worth
yes.
it. You just
yes,
worth it to be praised,
amen.
Lord. I thank you. I thank you. And I look
yes.
at the women that may not have children, but they are mother material, like I've been told. They can guide some
yes.
child, teach that
yes.
child the right way.
Yes,
so
Lord.
Thank you,
thank you, Jesus.
I'm looking at women
thank
all
you.
Over the world that are mothers or have mother material in them, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, because you're worth it. You're just worth
thank
it to be praised, Lord. Thank you.
Thank,
thank
you, Jesus. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
I just give all honor. I give all honor and all praises and all glory, Lord, to you and your son, because you deserve it all. And all these blessings I ask in the precious, mighty name of Jesus. Amen and thank God.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank
Amen.
You, Jesus. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
From the top to
Amen.
The bottom. And
yes.
from the bottom to the top. Now, Apostle
yes.
Holloway
yes.
is a prophetess. Holloway with us this evening?
Yes, she is.
All right. Would you please pray? Would you please pray for the children specifically?
Thank you, Father.
And all the things
Thank
that come
you.
Against our children.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes,
yes Lord.
Yes. Father God, we come humbly but boldly to the throne of grace to receive your help, Father God, in our time of need. And Father God, we just thank you and we praise you for the children. God, we just ask that you would continue to cover them with the blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Father God, we just pull down the princes of the air over the children, the little ones, the teenagers, Father God. We pull down the princes of the air over them. We pull you down from your high and lofty place. We lay an axe to your roots. We bind and cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ the Nazareth. We bind every sickness and every infirmity that will come up against them right now. We command you to loose your hold and go in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We bind the spirit of COVID-19 that would come up against them, every virus, every flu, every infirmity, every cancer. We come up against you with the resurrection blood of Jesus Christ, and we command you to go. We bind and cast you out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just bind every mind-binding spirit in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We command you to go from the children in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We bind the spirit of poverty that will come up against them and their parents. We command you to go and loose your hold from them in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just ask that you fill the boy with the Holy Ghost, your power, your anointing, Father God. And Father God, as I see some of the children going through times of violence, there's domestic violence
yes.
in the home. And we command peace right now in
right
the name
now.
Of Jesus.
Yes.
And Father God, we bind every foul spirit of fear that
yes.
will come up against those children. We
yes.
command
yes,
you to go by the resurrection yes. blood of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And Father God,
yes,
your anointing, your power and peace. Father God, that
yes.
you will protect those children, Father God, even
yes.
if they sleep, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that no hurt, harm, or danger will befall them, Father God. God, have your way with them, Father
yes.
God. And Father God, even the children, oh God, that you would speak to them, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
And bring hope, oh God. Bring hope to them, Father God. And
yes.
peace,
yes.
Father God, in their household, oh God. Oh God, your arms of protection around them, oh God. That
yes.
even as they go back to the schoolhouse, oh God, during
protect
this time
them,
of the pandemic, oh God, that you will protect them, oh God. From every sickness, hurt, harm, and danger. Even God, from gang wars and gang activity.
Yes,
we find that right now. We cast you out in the name of Jesus, the
yes.
fighting. We find hate, greed, envy, strife, jealousy,
yes.
prejudice, racism in the
yes.
schools. We command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ of
yes.
Nazareth. And Father
right.
God,
yes.
we just ask that you fill that void with the Holy Ghost, your power,
yes.
your anointing, your peace, Father God. I speak prosperity in their lives, oh God,
yes.
in the name of Jesus
yes.
Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
And Father God, we just ask that you would make the children of a quick understanding, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Give them clear minds and clear
yes.
hearts, Father God. Because some of them are going through because of what's going on at home, oh God. And God,
yes.
we just ask that you give them peace. Peace on the school
yes.
ground. Peace in the classrooms, Father God.
Yes,
oh
Lord.
God, we just thank you and we praise you for what you're
yes.
doing for the children.
Right
yes,
now,
and Father God, that more opportunities will open for the children, even
yes,
to go to colleges
yes.
and schools and professional schools, oh God.
Yes,
that
Lord,
you keep
please.
None of that from them, God. We bind every hindering spirit that would hinder them from getting into college, whether it be
yes.
financial or prejudices. We command those spirits to go. In
yes.
Jesus' name.
Jesus.
And Father God, let your anointing and power prevail. Your kingdom come and your will be done. Father God, that doors of opportunity are opening for the children.
Yes,
in Jesus' name. And Father
yes.
God,
yes.
we just cover them with the blood of Jesus right now.
Yes.
And
yes.
we thank
yes.
you, God. We thank you for
yes.
what you're doing for the children.
Glory.
In Jesus' name we pray and we give you all the glory, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen
and amen.
Amen.
Thanks to God, this has been an exercise in praying deeper. I want to thank my sister Michelle and all the prayer warriors on here tonight.
Yeah.
Because we can't pray enough.
Amen.
But when we pray, I want us to begin to really stop and take a moment and pray as you heard these saints of God pray. We have to pray against every element.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the devil, he has 999,000 ways to come at us. And we've
right,
got
man.
To understand that he's going to come against our heart. He's going to come against our flesh. He's going to come against
yep.
our spirit. He's going to come
yeah.
against
yep.
our mind. He's going to come against our tongue. And we better be prepared for him. And the one way that we know that we can be prepared is if we stay in constant communication with the Most High God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
And we need to be teaching for those of us that know how to pray. We need to be praying aloud so people can hear us pray, so they will understand that we don't go to the Lord and just send up an SOS microwave prayer, but we know how to pray and pray things through and pray things effectively in a way that things can happen. God wants to hear us pray, and he wants us to hear us pray specifically.
Yeah.
And I want us to take more time here at Spirit Alive. I am determined to make sure that our listeners and our family receive the fullness of God's blessing.
Yes.
Simply because we are giving him all of us.
Oh,
and in
yes,
our prayer time, we need to take the time, like we said, and not just skim over things.
Amen.
But when because when we pray, we need to pray for others as we would for ourselves.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
If you know you're sitting in the fire zone, how are you praying for yourself? That's the way you pray for your brothers and sisters.
Yeah.
If you're a mother going through, sitting up with a sick child, dealing with a child that has cancer, dealing with a child that might have gotten pregnant, dealing with a child who might have witnessed his friend get blown away in the street. If you're a mother that has dealt with that or dealing with that, then you know how to pray for other mothers that are going through that. If you have been sick in your body, if you know you've had cancer, you've had a disease, you've had something that God has brought you through, then you know how to pray for those who are sick.
Amen.
Thank you.
Pray for others as you would pray for yourself. Honor them as you would honor yourself. Love them and want for them what you would want for yourself.
Yes.
So that when people come to us and ask us to pray, we're first going to listen, and then we're going to begin to pray against everything and for everything, and we're going to pray it through, because God doesn't do anything halfway.
That's right.
He's an all-in God. So when we pray for one another, we should be all in.
That's right.
Amen.
You know, we shouldn't be, I got 5 minutes to pray before I get out the door to go to work. I got, the kids will be home in 15 minutes. I got 15 minutes. Maybe I can give God about 3 or 4 minutes of that time.
Yes.
We need to make time.
Amen.
To pray.
Amen. That's true.
And we need to take the time to really pray.
Amen.
And not just go up there and throw it up there to say, oh, yeah, I prayed about it. I prayed about it.
Mm-hmm.
No, you mentioned it. You mentioned it. You didn't pray about it.
All right.
Uh-huh. You know. Uh-huh. We go up there, Lord Jesus, bless the children, bless the mothers. We praying about the government. Okay. That's mentioning.
Uh-huh.
That's not praying.
Uh-huh.
Praying is what you heard tonight.
Amen.
Praying against every negative spirit.
Yes.
Praying against every situation. Praying against every perpetrator. Praying against every demonic thing the devil can use in that area.
Yes.
We've got to pray, saints. And here at Sister to Sister, we want you always come at you with the correctness and the truth of the word of God. We're supposed to be praying without ceasing.
Amen.
But are we really? My Lord and my God.
My Lord.
I just pray, God, that I know for myself that I have a family that prays together.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I can say that God is moving and he is doing things through us And I praise God for all of us, and I just pray that God will continue to bless each of the servant leaders here and bless their personal ministry. As a servant leader here at the Spirit Alive Network, I celebrate, I support, and I serve.
Amen.
Every personal ministry, every ministry of every person represented here.
Yes.
Because we are one body in Christ.
Man.
It doesn't matter what you. It doesn't matter how you label yourself. Oh, I'm Church of God in Christ. Oh, I'm Baptist. I'm man. Well, no. First and foremost, you're a child of God.
Amen.
And if you believe that Jesus is the Son of the Living God, and that He died for our sins, and
yes.
He rose from the dead, and He ascended back to heaven. Then we are brothers and sisters of the same
yes.
faith.
Yes.
So my job is to honor that. I am to honor the people of God and to pray with the people of God and pray for the people of God. So
Jesus.
I praise God that all of you tuned in tonight. I thank, once again, I want to thank my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott, who is the co-host of this program and who has always worked, we work together, we flow together. She could easily do this program by herself, but we love doing it together, and I praise God for her. I want to thank God for Apostle Zeta Flowers. And we are so blessed here at the Spirit Alive Network to host Apostle Zeta Flowers, All Nations Christian Fellowship, first annual conference here on the Spirit Alive Network. And the theme of that conference is called Resurge. So every Monday night at 6 o'clock p.m. in September, hallelujah, we are going to be sitting and listening to the dynamic speakers for the Resurge Conference. And I just praise God. I'm excited. On Monday, September the 7th, our first phenomenal speaker will be Pastor Eric Nations. He will be coming to us on the 7th. We have Dr. Anisha Mathis coming on the 14th. We have Dr. Kathy Logan and Evangelist George Masihi coming on the 21st. And Pastor Joan Allen will be Apostle Zeta's guest on the 28th. And we just pray that you will all come out and bless the conference and just have a hallelujah good time with her and her family. Hallelujah. I want to thank, I want to give honor and give praise and just a hallelujah salute to my brother, hallelujah, Pastor Jeffrey Scott. I love you, dear brother. And just
love
always, I want to thank you for that phenomenal prayer, of course. And I want to thank Apostle and Prophetess Holloway. Hallelujah. We praise God for you and your powerful prayers. And, of course, we want to thank Mother Matt T. Hallelujah. For all that she contributes to our programs. And we want to thank all of you for listening. It is truly, what we do is truly a joy, and it's merely a reflection of what we actually do out in the world. I can praise God and say each and every one of these servants are servant leaders. They have ministries. They're on the phones. They're praying with people. They're counseling people. They're doing, they're still busy. COVID-19 hasn't slowed them down any. So I just want to praise God for all of them, and I just want to pray that the Lord will continue to bless all of them and their personal ministries, and that He will continue to provide for them and and just lift them up, and hallelujah, send the harvest to them and their households of faith.
Yes.
So I just want to say, Heavenly Father, I just thank you for all the prayers that went up to your throne of grace.
Glory.
And Lord, I thank you for the intercessors that prayed them.
Yes.
I pray that you pour back into them, Father God, as they poured out, standing in the gap for your people, oh God.
Yes.
Humbling themselves, Lord, and coming before you, crying out, Father, for help on behalf of others. And Lord God, we know that you have said in your holy word that if you abide in us and we abide in you, we can ask what we will and it shall be done. And Lord God, we praise you because we know that you've heard our prayers.
Yes.
And since you've heard our prayers, we know that our prayers are answered.
Yes,
we want to thank you in advance for the answered prayer, Lord. We want to thank you in advance for the provision. We want to thank you in advance for the healing. We want to thank you in advance for the understanding and the new discernment. Father God, we want to thank you in advance for every person that will come to you and make you their Lord and Savior. We want to thank you in advance for every family, Lord God, that is being raised up right now. Hallelujah, because you are lifting their heads.
Thank you.
And Lord
Jesus.
God, I just pray that you continue to abide in us, that your love just rule in us, that your grace just emit from us, that your light just shines from us, and that your holy word just comes forth from us in a way that someone else might be healed, someone else might be delivered, somebody else might be restored and transformed. And live a more abundant life in you. Father God, we pray this and all other things in your son Jesus' name. And I want to thank you, Lord, for every vision. Thank you, Father God, for every marching order that you have given us, Lord. And we want to thank you, Lord, for equipping us to do what you called us to do. And we want to thank you, Lord, for all that you do in us, for us, and through us. And we pray it in Jesus' name. And let the church of God say amen and amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank
amen.
You, God. This has been
hallelujah.
Bishop Shalene Cook. And hallelujah, my beautiful sister, Evangelist Michelle Scott, for sister to sister. It is our fervent prayer that you continue to acknowledge Christ in all that you do. Hallelujah. And that you pray without ceasing. And from our household to your household, it is our fervent prayer that you be ye transformed. Good night, my brothers and sisters. We love you, and God bless you until we meet again.
We love
good
you,
night.
Too.
Amen.
God bless you.
Bye.
Love you all.
God
bye.
You.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. Love you all.